If you believe the things that you hear in Christmas songs, then the holidays are one of the most wonderful times of the year. Yeah. Twinkling Christmas trees lining the streets. Everybody's living room smells like pine needles and stale eggnog.
No.
And Daddy says that lipstick stain on his pants is from when he was adjusting the inflatable rooftop decoration. Rudolph. Decoration outside.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is, Daddy.
Rudolph always wore lipstick in our household. Yeah. It was weird. It's supposed to be one of the most holly jolly seasons of all, but all it takes is one tiny little mishap to turn your entire Christmas into a living nightmare. And recently, a survey asked people all over the country to share their funniest Christmas disaster stories.
I feel like it's like funniest / saddest.
And what better way to get into the holiday spirit than to go over some of the top answers from that survey? Number 7 says, I was hosting a Christmas party at my house when in the middle of the party, one of my guests felt nauseous and couldn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Oh no.
So the champagne punch came back up all over my carpeting. And to make matters worse, the sight and smell of somebody else puking made another guest vomit.
Yeah.
On a different portion of the carpet. And another guest after that. And as a holiday gift, they all rented me a steam cleaner.
Oh my God.
Everybody's
no.
puking all over your carpet.
As a holiday gift, get the person a new carpet, man. That is so gross.
Or just leave and never talk to them again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ghost you for the holidays. Yeah. Goodbye. Number 6 says, our worst Christmas was probably the time our Christmas tree, unbeknownst to anybody, had a massive spider egg hidden inside the branches.
Yeah, that's kind of my worst fear.
We finally noticed it on Christmas morning while opening presents, and my dad tried to get rid of it, but he accidentally broke the egg, causing thousands of baby spiders to crawl out and scurry all over the tree.
No!
Ugh, getting chills just reading
what a
that.
Nightmare!
The spiders went all over the presents and all over the house. Afterwards, we were finding little spiders for weeks.
Oh my God, I would call exterminator and go to a hotel.
At least they were little.
Those are Santa's little helpers.
Why didn't Dad just cut the branch off and take the whole branch outside?
Or set the whole tree on fire.
There you go.
That was another option, Jubal.
Number 5, one Christmas, my uncle discovered a large skunk in the garage. So the men came up with a genius plan to safely get rid of it by covering it with a beach towel so, quote, its stinky spray couldn't escape.
How is this a plan?
Yeah,
that stuff is powerful.
That's not the good plan, guys.
You're gonna put a beach towel. It's not going to help anything.
It goes on to say it failed miserably. The spray got everywhere, and all 25 of us spent that Christmas crammed in my grandparents' back guest room, farthest away from the garage. We had towels tied over our noses and ate crackers and jam while the Christmas meal sat cold on the table because it smelled so bad.
You know,
when you smell that, you can't eat anything.
That's... Finally, Grandpa's just like, we could just let it rip all day. Nobody's going to be able to smell anything.
Nobody cares.
Over that.
I mess myself again. But this year, it's fine. It's a Christmas miracle. These are the funniest holidays disaster stories shared by people around the country. Number 4, it says, when I was a kid, my dad thought it would be cute as a Christmas surprise for my mom to install new crown molding and trim in the living room.
Ooh.
So he woke up in the middle of the night to do it.
DIY
in the middle of the night. I feel like that would wake people up, but I don't know much about construction type stuff.
Or you think that you were getting robbed.
Yeah.
What?
Let me just turn on the air compressor and the nail gun, guys.
It says that he didn't think about the bathroom on the other side of the wall, and he drilled a hole into a water pipe.
Oh, no.
The entire living room and kitchen flooded instantly, and we had to hire a plumber on Christmas Eve to come over and fix it.
And you know that was the most expensive plumber ever.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve?
I would have just ran back in bed and acted like I was asleep and be like, I don't know, Santa. I don't know what he was doing in here. Was he trying to install a peephole in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's it. He's not welcome back.
And we're not doing Christmas ever again.
Nope. Done. We're now Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
Number 3, last year, we went to my wife's childhood home for Christmas. On the second night there, my mother-in-law asked to speak with me privately and took me into the kitchen. She handed me an envelope, and she told me that her daughter's old room was not so soundproof. And she said she heard a lot of commotion in there the other night.
Uh-oh.
She asked us to try to keep it down, and in the envelope, condoms.
I think that's kind of amazing. Hey, you know what? At least she's encouraging safe practices. Yeah. She's not asking you to stop. Just be a little bit smarter about the whole process.
And at least she didn't say, hey, can you do that a little louder?
Yeah.
Because I could only kind of hear it.
That would be worse.
It also says, to add insult to injury, they were extra small.
Oh. Yeah.
Number two on this list says, back when I was 9 years old, I was so excited on Christmas morning that I ran into my mom and dad's room excited to open presents. Unfortunately, as I was running, I tripped over a rug, fell forward, and smashed my teeth against my parents' bedpost.
Oh, God. Oh, it hurts right now just even thinking about it.
Blood was everywhere. I lost two teeth, luckily both baby teeth, and fractured my adult incisor. I had to wait 6 hours in the hospital for a specialist to arrive. I didn't get to open any of my presents, and I didn't get to drink. Oh, and I had to drink my Christmas dinner through a straw.
Oh, no.
And that's odd for me.
Poor
I'd like that
baby.
A lot, though.
Oh, you just want to blend it all up,
I don't
huh?
like chewing very much.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, they had to drink their Christmas dinner through a straw. It says, we still have the bedpost with three teeth marks in it.
Oh, God.
You can still see the teeth marks.
I like how it's just kind of enshrined in the house forever.
We'll never forget that Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's the all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Classic.
You know?
It's that kid.
And the number one biggest Christmas disaster story, according to this survey, says, my boyfriend of less than 4 months joined my family for Christmas 1 year. My last gift was from him. It was a box with a diamond ring inside.
What?
Remember, this is a four-month relationship. It says, when I opened it, he asked me to marry him.
No.
Oh.
No, in front of your whole family after 4 months.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do it, but after 4 months.
I mean, I thought it was kind of crazy that he was already spending the holidays with you.
Yeah. Says, I was completely shocked, and all I could think was, it's too early. But as I was gathering my thoughts, my mother excitedly screamed, yes, yes, she will.
No.
The mom said yes.
So the parents are desperate.
Yeah.
Take her.
It says afterwards, I had to take him outside and break the news that I don't think that we were at that stage yet.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He cried and went home, and then we broke up after that over text message.
Oh,
I don't think that you
no.
could. I mean, the relationship isn't going to last after a moment like that.
Yeah. That's bad.
Well, at least the mom was excited.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how she broke her news, the news to her mom.
Yeah. Text in at 78592. Call us 866-668-4692. What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Oh,
we'll take your phone calls and your text messages right after this. It's 866-668-4692. Text us 78592. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. What is your funniest Christmas disaster story? We're asking you the question because we just read a survey of people's funniest Christmas disaster stories, and I'm sure that our listeners can top the list that we just read. So why don't we get straight to the phones and not waste any time. Hey, Jamie, what's up? What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Hey, okay, so mine was like 10 years ago at a family Christmas. My uncle got like wasted.
Uncles will do that.
He got really drunk. And then after the kids went to bed, he just passed out in the living room by the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we woke up, we discovered that he had vomited all over all of the presents in the middle of the night.
Oh,
what did he?
Like a bunch of red wine.
Oh, I was gonna ask you what it was, because red wine, that's festive, so that's fine.
No,
he's just getting in the holiday spirit.
I bet all the kids are like, oh man, did you see Santa last night? No, uncle.
No.
Okay. He also was passed out with his pants around his ankles, so it was.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember much about last night, but I'm pretty sure I did see Santa because my pants were down this morning. And I tell you what, he and I are going to have a conversation. I'm going to go back to bed for a little while because you guys are loud. We're talking about the funniest Christmas disaster stories.
Yes.
Daniel, what's up? What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Hey, so I don't know if it's going to top the ones on the list, but it happened last year. We got a new house, and I was setting up Christmas lights, and the family went to the mall to see Santa and do some shopping, whatever.
Setting up Christmas lights never goes well.
Yeah, well, the ladder happened to fall.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I didn't have my phone on me, and I was stuck up there for 2 hours.
Oh.
And the neighbor had to call the fire department, and then they came and got me down.
That's awesome.
Wait, why didn't they just put the ladder back up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, but then all of a sudden I saw the trucks, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is happening. And I got down.
Did
that's
your
so
family?
Like, he needs oxygen up there too.
You're like, no, I'm okay. I'm a man. I can handle it.
Was your family home by the time the firefighters showed up to get you down?
No, it was just a weird conversation, and I think they don't even believe me. But
yeah, sure. Likely excuse for never having to put up Christmas lights again, Dad.
Stuck for 2 hours. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Nope. Can't put those things up, guys. Last time I got stuck up there, firefighters had to come. They're like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. What's your funniest Christmas disaster story, Nicole?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, so a few years back, I was dating this guy. My parents didn't really like him because he had gotten in trouble with the law and everything. So they kind of were like, you can't see him anymore. But we really wanted to spend Christmas together. So I had the idea of having him still come over, just dressed as Santa to hand out presents to all my little cousins.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that he could still spend Christmas with me and everything. Okay. Uh-huh.
So the idea was that your parents wouldn't know it was him because he was dressed as Santa.
Exactly, yeah.
So put him in disguise.
Yeah, except he had a giant tattoo under his eye that had knots for every time he's been in jail, so they figured it out.
Yeah, well, you know what? The beard covered it up, so.
Okay.
my brilliant plan didn't go quite as well as I had hoped. When they caught me and Santa in the laundry room doing naughty things, and it was just a mess.
I think your parents, if your parents don't like your boyfriend, probably doing it in the laundry room is not going to be the road to get him back into their good graces.
And she's like, or it's not him.
They got super happy. Yeah, they're like, oh, she's over that guy. Now she's hooking up with a random Santa that showed up. That's okay.
It's like that song, Mom is Dating Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
We're getting a lot of text messages in at 78592, and there's a lot of people. Somebody dying on Christmas, not necessarily a funny Christmas disaster.
No. That's just sad.
Yeah, unless it's a funny disaster, funny death, we'll allow that. Like, say, your grandpa's like playing kazoo, trying to do Jingle Bells, and then choked on it, and he was kazoo sounds the whole time while he was choking.
Got pied in the face.
Kind of a funny Christmas disaster.
Only if he's like 101 and has lived a good life.
Or grandma's playing with a kazoo at dinner, accidentally swallows it, and then, you know, when everything's going down, she's like farting kazoo sounds. And it's to the tune of Jingle Bells. Funny Christmas death. Other than that, please save the Christmas deaths for maybe next week. Who knows if we'll do that one. But this is just funniest Christmas disasters.
Yes.
Megan, what's your funniest Christmas disaster?
Okay, so we were having Christmas Eve dinner, and I thought it would be funny to, like, hide all the presents. I put them in the trunk of my car, and then I, like, left the door open, and then I walked into dinner, and I was like, oh my God, you guys, someone stole all the presents. And I thought it was, like, but I thought it was going to be funny, and, like, we'd get a good, you know, shock and a good laugh out of it, but it did not go that way. My grandma started crying. My mom called 911. It was chaos. Everyone was upset. And then I tried to be like, no, guys, I got them. And people were so convinced that they had been stolen that they were like, no, they're gone, they're gone. And I was like, no. And eventually, we got to the place where everybody calmed down, and I revealed it had been a joke, but it definitely was taken way too far.
How everyone believed that someone randomly came into your house and stole your presents while you were all eating dinner in another room.
Yeah, well, I guess,
your family's kind of gullible.
Yeah.
And paranoid. They're also paranoid.
Yeah. Okay, paranoid and gullible. That's good.
I knew it. There was four guys living in the tree. I saw them. They've been watching me the whole time waiting to steal our presents.
But the door was open. I'm like, I opened it.
Yeah, but the door was open. There's no explanation.
At that point, I would have just gone with it and been like, I'm not telling these guys it's a joke. I'm just going to let it happen. And we'll file an insurance claim and maybe get some money out of it.
Oh, yeah, it was chaos.
Oh, man.
Do you guys in studio have any
funny
Christmas disaster stories?
I don't know if it's funny or sad. We thought it was kind of funny later in hindsight when my dad got arrested on Christmas Eve.
What did he get arrested for?
He like a DUI.
Oh, you know? Come on,
and so
Dad.
My mom let him sit in jail until about midnight.
Made him learn his
because
lesson.
She's like, I'm not going to pick him up. I've got things to do. And then Christmas morning, she said, you're not going to speak of this and you're not going to ruin our Christmas morning. And so we all sang to him, John Denver's Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
That is sad.
That's so sad.
And he sat on the couch in just a ball of shame.
Brooke, with her funny disaster story.
Yeah, that, we were going for funny.
That was kind of funny.
Really.
Yeah, just
he hasn't
Dad
been arrested
and,
since, you guys.
Probably
he learned
why.
His lesson. Everyone was safe.
I guess he did. Keep texting in your funny Christmas disaster stories. Move at 92.5.